Liam Horan here with the second Ballon Robe GAA Club Audio Boo for today, Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. And this is just further news from tonight's club executive meeting. Tonight, Emma Jennings, a former treasurer of the club, was appointed our ladies football officer. We have some ladies football numbers growing in the club, and we have to look at whether or not we affiliate as a club this year or next year, how we're going to do that. A lot of decisions we made there, and we're delighted that Emma Jennings is on board to lead the way there. The club Ballon Robe, which is our supporter scheme, so to speak, the renewals, will be out very soon, according to club treasurer John Culhan. And John also reported that next Thursday night at 9:30 in Costello's, there'll be a table quiz in aid of the club. Teams of four for €40. Please do support. The registration day in the club was a huge success. We have 200 people registered already, which is very good for this time of the year. And a particular thanks to Kenneth O'Malley and Killian O'Connor, the Mayo players who joined us at our recent registration day in the Lakeside Centre. And thanks to the Lakeside Sports Centre as well for hosting that event. The club tonight passed votes of sympathy to the Carney family on the recent death of Paul. Paul, of course, is a former player in his youth with the club and a brother of Tom Carney, who has recently served as our club chairman and has also held offices in Borden and Ogue and as coach and manager of various teams. And in fact, you've heard me mention in the last audio boo there that he's involved with the minor team this year. Also, sympathy to the Philbin family, Clover Hill, the Hogan family, Rahard, the O'Malley family, Cornmarket, and the O'Malley family, Clooncarry, and the Crowley and May families, and the Healy family, the Domain and Bogate Street, Ballon Robe, on the recent bereavements. And the club also congratulated Kevin Murphy and Bernie May on their nuptials last weekend and wished them every happiness in the future. And also congratulations to club member Stephen Rochford, who is managing Cora Finn at the moment, as you know, and they're in the All-Ireland Club Final. And Frank Morris, another Cora Finn man and father-in-law of one of our great players, James O'Malley. Frank was recently honoured with the Crow Park President's Award for his contribution to the GAA in Cora Finn, where he has probably been the man who has done most to create the supply line that has led Cora Finn to what it is today and has been for quite some time, one of the preeminent GAA clubs in the country. Club also congratulated a man who refereed Ballon Robe matches on many occasions, PJ McGrath of Kilmaine and Claire Morris, who was recently inducted into the National Referees Hall of Fame. PJ refereed at all levels of the GAA, right up to All-Ireland Final 11, including the 1982 All-Ireland Final, and if I'm not mistaken, is a past pupil of Ballon Robe CBS, the now defunct Ballon Robe CBS. So congratulations to PJ there, a well-merited award. For many years, if you played football in South Mayo, you were guaranteed to have PJ McGrath refereeing you throughout your career. So well done to PJ there.